Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Don Steinberg's here. Don's become a great member of our Brain Trust, a former attorney general and treasurer of the state of Nebraska, attorney and the author of a new book called Eavesdropping on Lucifer. Don, tell us how we can find the book.
The book's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and it's available in paperback or as an ebook from either of those locations. And for more information on the book, we do have also have a website, eavesdroppingonlucifer.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. It's I'm looking at my copy right here, and I think you'll like it. Don, let's talk about your ideas, the focus of your book, and apply it to what's happening in America today. We've got free speech is under assault right now. There are people who have lost their jobs. I'm talking about long time. These are revered people, people who've got credentials, people who have been, who have never been thought of as unfair or anything. Very mainstream people who just happened to make a statement that didn't completely comply with the current orthodoxy of the day, and those people have been fired. They've been run out of town. In what universe is America like that, Don? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's very sad, and certainly falls in the category of just being really evil. And the book talks about this in terms of the power. Power of being offended, and so we've really seen that on display here very recently. The power of being offended—that you can't say that because it offends me, or you can't do that because it offends me—and that's a tool that Lucifer talks about using to suppress free speech, and especially to suppress religious speech.
Well, but the thing, though, is, you know, I don't think you have to even go to the religion part if you just start with the free speech part. I mean, religion is free speech. And this is now an assault on your ability. I mean, people have been fired for saying, well, but I think all lives matter. That was it. That was their statement. And they got fired. I mean, this is... What we have to understand, folks, maybe the people who aren't who are doing these things are not evil. They themselves, but the motivation behind them, wherever that emanated from, has to be evil, doesn't it?
Well, I think so. I think absolutely, and you know, we've seen that here locally in Nebraska. A restaurant, not a restaurant owner, but a son of a restaurant, said something in social media that wasn't quite right. But the restaurant had been several generations, been around for decades. And to make a long story short, the protesters, threats against the life of the restaurant owner and protests basically have permanently now closed that.
What is a speech? What is a statement? How does anything like that justify violence? I mean, how could you not think that was evil if you take a statement that someone said, or they didn't even say it, they just posted it digitally, and it converted, the response was personal harm. How could anybody see that little transaction and not see the evilness in it?
Well, I think it very clearly is evil, and it's even gone farther than that. Sometimes, if somebody not the person that said it, but some employee, some family member, says something that, some find objectionable, it's taken out on the business owner or some different family member, and they lose their job. And
well, Don, one thing I'd like to say before we go to wrap up, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, but you don't have to be a Christian to believe that evil is at work in the world today, and it's hurting our country. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That is absolutely, absolutely right. Whatever your religious belief, evil is definitely at work in the country. It's causing some real problems. So I'd encourage people to read the book, Eat Shopping on Lucifer, and get a better understanding of how our culture is changing.
Thank you, Don. Don Stenberg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.